Continues the Gemara, Daf Mem Aleph Omid Beis, three lines on the bottom. Ki also Rav Dimi Omer Rabbi Yechanon Sholosh Lashoyne Shamati. There are three types of Lashoyne Shal Zuhuris, three type of strands that we find in different places. Achas Shal Pora, one of them is by the Parsha of Pora Aduma. V'achas Shal Soriyah Mishtaleach, by the Soriyah Mishtaleach. V'achas Shal Metzorah. And by the Parsha of Metzorah, it says, V'lokach L'metayr, it says, Eitz Erez V'shni Telas V'ezoiv. It says clearly, Shni Telas V'ezoiv. So there's a Parsha of a Loshon of Zuhuris that we have also by Metzorah. Zog the Gemara, Achas, one of them that we just mentioned, Pora, Aduma, Soriyah Mishtaleach, and Metzorah. One of those three, Achas, is Mishkal Asor Zuz. One of them, the weight is a Mishkal of 10 Zuz. The Achas, and another one is Mishkal Shnei Sloyim, a Mishkal of 2 Sloyim. Now, 2 Sloyim is 8 Zuz. Every Selah is 4 Zuz. The Achas, and the third one is Mishkal Shekel. A Shekel is 2 Zuz. So it's either 10 Zuz, 8 Zuz, or 2 Zuz. The ainly lefarish, and I don't have to be mefarish, meaning I don't know Zakrashi, ainly a day lefarish, ezek dolev, ezek tanev, ezek benis. Which one of these three is the biggest shear of 10? Which one is the benini of 8 zuz? And which one is the smallest shear of 2 zuz? Zog di gomoga, ki osa rabin pirsho mishmede rabbi yonison, rabin was mefarish in the name of rabbi yonison, daf mem bezo med aleph, so poro be mishkal asor zuz. The poro, which needs a koivet, like we said, it has to be thrown into the fire, so it needs a weight of asor zuz. Shal soya mishtaleach, which over there it needs a chaluka, that you split part of the loshen on the soya shenikar bifnim, and part of it on the Evan that thrown down the cliff also, so Shasor Zagrashi Deboy Chaluka, so over there is Mishkal Shneislaim, which is 8 Zuz. Vishal Metzora, which is neither Koivit nor Chaluka, Vishal Metzora Mishkal Shekel, it's only 2 Zuz. Zogdemar Om Rabbi Yechanon, Pligi Bo Reb Shim Mechalafta Rabbonon. There's a Machlokes Reb Shim Mechalafta and Rabbonon Bipora. The Machlokes is in the Pora, meaning does the Pora require 10 zuz, or does it require only 2 zuz? Chad oma mishkal asora, it's the highest shear, asora zuz. V'chad oma mishkal shekel, it's only 2 zuz. V'simonech, this machlokes by para, is it's either two extremes, either the higher number 10 or the lower number 2, but not the benini number of 8 zuz. V'simonech is echla marbe v'echla mamet, that's how you remember the simonech is marbe and mamet, either 10 zuz or 2 zuz. Omel Rabbi Yemi Midiftel Ravina, Loi Bepora Pligi, the Machlokes is not by Pora, if Pora requires 10 Zuz or 2 Zuz, but rather, Ela Besoyre Mishtaleach Pligi. The Machlokes is by Soyre Mishtaleach. And the Machlokes is, Vahu Yoima, meaning, this day that there was a Machlokes by Soyre Mishtaleach, if it requires 10 or 2, Noch Nafshe de Rabbe Bakisa. Rabbe Bakisa was Nifta. Va'anchu Be Simona, and they made a simon about this Machlokes by Soyre Mishtaleach, in regard to the ptira of Rabbi Bakisya. Why? Because Rabbi Bakisya mechaper kesor mishtalech. Meaning Rabbi Bakisya is mechaper, Misa Sadikim is mechaper, Zog Rashi, Misa Sadikim mechaperes, Kron Ba'alma, Lom Nisra, Misa Angla, Big Dekuna, Loim Lecham, Big Dekuna, Mechaper, Amit Sadikim mechaperes. So the simon was that Rabbi Bakisya mechaper, like Soriya Mishtalech is Mechaper. Because since Misa Tzadikim is Mechaper, so that's how you remember that the Machlokes was by Soriya Mishtalech. Is it the shear of 10 or is it the shear of 2? Now the Rishash says it doesn't mean on that day, because this Machlokes is a Machlokes Tanoim, if it's 10 or 2. And Rabbi Bakisa was an Amora. So what it rather means, Dr. Rishash, is that they were maimed this Machlokes in the Beis Medrash as a Machlokes Tanoim on the day of the Ptira of this Amora, Rabbi Bakisa. Now, Tosafos over here in the bottom, in Aleph and Beis Bavoran, Diba Maschel Shol Shoshoynes, it's three Lashoynes. We said Shal Pora, Shal Soyer HaMishtaleach, and Shal Metzora. What about the Soyer HaPnimi? L'chayot should be four Lashoynes. Zog Tosafos, Hodoi Nokadami Shal Soyer HaPnimi, Nirali, Mishum Dahi Lo Yehav Ela Kadesh Lo Yisarif. Like the Mara said before, the whole purpose of the Soyer HaPnimi having a Lashon is only that it shouldn't get mixed up with the other Seirim, like the Soyer Shal Musaf. So it's only Shlo Yisarif. Lo Yehav Ela Shir Klal. There's no Shir at all. It's not a Mishkal. It's not a Shir. Aval Hani came in the Yesh Ben Tzorich, but here is a Tzorich Be'etzim for the Avoida. Havel Shir. Here it's in order that it should be Nislabein. V'zeh Shal Soyer Mishleich Hoye Boitzeich Leidaim Hilbin Kirchsiv Kashel Gyalbinu. Since you learned the Pasuk in Yishai, Kashel Gyalbinu, Im Yu Chateichem Kashoni, Kashel Gyalbinu, Im Yadimu Katoy Lekatzeme Yu, so in Mele it has to be a Shir of Yalbinu, so that's a Chilik at Avoida. Like we said before, that L'chor the Mishnah says that you first kosher the soya mishtalech and then the soya panimi, the chayyus soya panimi is in bigger kedusha. After all, it's shechted. It's not thrown down the cliff. So why is it only tied second? Zok the Chaim that the vort is because it's not an avoider. The soya panimi, the tying of only shalo yisarev, like the Gemara says. Masha'enkin by the soya mishtalech, it's a chilek of avoider sheyalbin. So mele it's taka done first, and that's Mamash Otay is saying over here. The reason why it's shalosh the shoynis and not dalat the shoynis because the fourth one is not really, it's not a chilek of avoider. Just kedei shalo yisarev. That's the only purpose. So mele that would not be considered another lashon. It's loylem. It's only three. Now, if you learn that Rabbi Yochanan's statement of Sholosh Lashonis, that we have three Lashonis, he's going with the Shita before that you don't tie it all in the Soya Panimi. It's only Mamidoi, you mimed it, but not like Gabi the tying, not going in the Kshira. So then it's Taka three. Then it would Taka be three. Then you don't tie it, Chlal Kenegat Be Shchitosai. Then it's only Mamidin Kenegat Be Shchitosai. Zog the Gemara weiter, Omer Reb Yitzchak. Shtei shchitos shomati. There are two types of shchitos. Acha shel pora. One of them is the pora aduma. Ve'acha shel poroi. The power of the Kohen Gadol in Yom Kippurim. Achas ksheira bezor. One of these shchitos is kosher bezor. Ve'achas psula bezor. And one of them is posel bezor. Ve'lo yadana heminayu. And I do not know which one is kosher bezor and which one is posel bezor. Now, in Chanami, usually shchita, we say lava void and it's kosher bezor. But when it comes to part of the Kohen Gadol Yom Kippurim, or when it comes to the Pora Aduma, over there is a din that it has to be dafka, not bizarre. One of them is taka kosher bizarre, and one is posel bizarre. And we don't know which one it is. Now the Gemara brings a machlokes in this din. Zok Gemara Itmar. Shchitas Pora veParoi, the Pora Aduma, and the Parsha Kohen Gadol Yom Kippurim. There's a machlokes Rav and Shmuel, it's kosher de zor or not. Chadomar, one of them says that Pora is psula. By the Pora Aduma, it's posel bizarre. And poroi and the Kohen Gadol Yom Kippurim is kosher bizar. V'chad omar, poroi psulo, when it comes to the Kohen Gadol Yom Kippurim, it's posel bizar. And poro is kshera. When it comes to the poro aduma, it's taka kosher. And the Gemara explains, tistayim, we can be mechiyach, the ravud omar be poro psulo, and that by the poro aduma it's posel. You have to have a kohen and it can be a zar, because it says, v'shochat, Lifnei Lozar, it's mashma Lozar shechtsed. The Omer Rab Zera shchitas poro bizar psula. When it comes to poro aduma, it's posel bizar. The Omer Rav Allah and Rav says the reason why it's posel bizar because it says in the parsha el Lozar v'chuka sheninu bo. It says in the parsha v'nesatim oisel Lozar koyein, and it says in the parsha poro aduma it says zois chukas atayra. So it says a lashon of chuka chukas ma'akev. So meila it's only koshai de Lozar, not through a zar. So we see clearly Rav Shita is that Shchitas Pora Bezor is Psula, and Mashengen by Pora Shekohen Gol, it's kosher. Because Rav Shita is, when it comes to the Pora Aduma, it says Elozer and Chuka. And Elozer and Chuka implies clearly that you have to have Elozer and not a Zor, and Chuka is telling me that's Ma'akev. So in Mela, Rav Shita is that by Pora it's Posel, and by Poroi it's kosher. So Shmuel will be the opposite. Shmuel holds by Pora is kosher, and by Poroi it will be Posel. So, Frek the Gemara in the Etzem Drosha of Rav, the Rav Maishno Poro. Why do we say Shchitas Poro? Is Posel Bezor? Dichsiv Elozer v'chukah. It says Elozer, Dafke Elozer, and it says Chukah La'akev. Frek the Gemara Poro Nami by Poro of the Kohen Gadol. It also says Hoksiv Aaron v'chukah. It says V'hikiv Aaron is Parachatz Shaloi, and it also says V'hoisa Zois Lochem L'chukas Oilam. So it says Chukah and Aaron too. So the Chore by Poro of the Kohen Gadol should also be Dafke Zor should be Posel. Enter the Gemara, Shchita Lava Voidihi. That the reason why by the Parash Shel Aaron it's kosher bizar is because Shchita is not an Avoida. And that's why it's kosher bizar. So Einich Nami it says Aaron and it says Chuka. But the Etzim Shchita is not an Avoida. It's not going on the Maisa Shchita. So that's why it will be good even by Azar. So Frek the Gemara, if that's the case, if Shchita is Lava Voidihi, so Yochi Poranami. So why do we say that Chukah by Pora Aduma is going on a Lozer, and it's Ma'akev, and it can't be Ayidei Zor. If Shchita Lava Voidi, then it should not be going on the Shchita. It should not be possible Shchita Zor. Zog the Gemara, no. By Pora, ultimately, it is going on the Shechita. Because Shiny Pora, the Kotcha Berek Abayisi. Vibald Pora is a Kotcha Berek Abayisi. It's not a Kedush Saguf. It's not a Hukravala Mizbeach. It's a Vodas Chutz. There's no Kedush Saguf. It's a Kedush Domim. Because the Shechita is an Arizesim and Arim Moshcha. So Mela, all the mice is done to the Pora Adum is not a Shema Voida. So Mamela, you can't be mechalik between the Shechita and the other Avoidas. Bishlema, when it comes to the Porish Shel Koyin Gadol and Yom Kippurim, you can mechalik. The other Avoidas are called an Avoida, and the Shechita is not an Avoida. Like we know, Shechita lav Avoidi. Masha'enke by Pora Aduma, nothing is an Avoida, because it's only a Kedushas Domim. So if nothing is an Avoida, so you can't be mechalik that Chuka is not going on the Maisa Shechita, because nothing is an Avoida. Bishlema by Porish Shel Koyin Gadol, you can say that everything else is an avoid and the shechita is not, so that's why the shechita is kosher bizarre. Masha Enkein, when it comes to Pora Aduma, nothing is an avoider. So you can't say it's going on the other things that didn't chukah, lafuki the shechita. So Elamai is going on everything, so then the shechita has to be dafka idei a koyin, and it's possible bizarre. Frag the Gemara of a lav, called the kain who? There's a kosher kain. If by a Pora, which is a kedush saguf, we say chukah doesn't refer to the shechita and it's kosher bizarre. So koshke in Pora Aduma, which is only kedushas domim, so for sure chukah should not going on the shechita, and for sure the shechita should be kosher bizarre. Zok the mother, no. Om Rav Shisha b'rin Rav Idi, me did I have a maras negoim? We find such a precedent. Maras negoim is not an avoida, the lav avoidi, and yet boy kuhuna. In order to decipher and decide if the maras negoim is tomei tor, it says clearly b'huvel ana koyin. So who had in my para? Even though it's not an avoida, you have to have a koyin dafka for all the maisim, including the shechita, and shechita b'par would be possible by a zohar. Now the reason you don't say that the shechita's partial koyin golubi yom kippurim should compare to negoyim is because para is more dominant to negoyim, because para aduma is a maisa b'chutz and negoyim is a maisa b'chutz. So merely compare one to another. Masha enkin paroi, which is nasa b'mikdosh, you don't learn from negoyim. So the dear taka, you differentiate that the avoiders need a kuna, but the shechita itself doesn't need a kuna. Zog the Gemara ule Shmuel de Omar, that what? That beporei pos psula, that shechita zar by par of the kohen gadol yom kippurim is possible. So maish no poroi, why by the par kohen gadol yom kippurim it's possible bizarre? Dichsev aron v'chuka, it says aron, which is dafka a kohen. And chuka, which is l'ma'akev, beporei nami, oksev, eloz v'chuka. So why by the pora aduma we say that it's kosher bizarre? And for the Gemara, shiny hosom, because by pora aduma it says behedya, according to Shmuel, it says, dichsev v'shochat oisolifonov. It says v'shochat oisolafonov is mashma that Elazar is not the shoychid. It says v'shochat oisolafonov in front of Elazar is mashma Elazar is shoychid. She is Elazar shoychid v'Elazar roya. So Mele, clearly the pasuk says that the shoychid of the paradume is not Elazar. He's only roya, but it's rather Elazar's kosher. Now pashas, it doesn't mean it has to be dafkai de zar, and it's ma'akiv that Elazar has to be roya and Elazar is shoychid, but it means even Elazar is shoychid. In fact, the Gemara according to Rav that Shechita Zor is possible by Pora, L'chor is stated in Pasuk, V'shochat Ois Lefonov, clearly that Elazar is not the Shechit. So the Gemara, V'Rav, what do we learn from the Pasuk of V'shochat Ois Lefonov? Elo'ilam, it means Elazar is the Shechit. So what does Lefonov mean? It doesn't mean that he's not the Shechit and he watches, but rather it means, Shlo Yisir Daitim Imeno, that he has to watch it, that it shouldn't become Tomei. There's a special din of Etzach Hadas by Pora Aduma. And that's what V'shochat Ois Lefonov is telling us. Zok the Moru Shmuel that learns from Lefonov that it's kosher bizarre. How does he know Shliach Siach Daitoy? Zok Moru Shliach Siach Daitoy Menole. Zok the Moru Nafkalei mi Vesorav Esapor Leenov. It says Vesorav Esapor Leenov. It says again Leenov in front of him. So why does that tell me that it has to be Leenov to tell me Shliach Siach Daitoy? So he knows Shliach Siach Daitoy from Vesorav Esapor Leenov. But Leolam, when it comes to Veshochat Ois Lefonov, it's not telling me Shliach Siach Daitoy. It, now we know from Mesorah v'Sapor Le'enov, it's coming to tell me that Shechita is kosher bizarre. Now, according to Rav, that uses already the Shloi Sech Daito. So what did Mesorah v'Sapor Le'enov? Zok the Mor Rav, that learns Heschadas from Shochat Ois Lefonov. Why does it say again, Mesorah v'Sapor Le'enov? Zok the Mor, you need twice Shloi Sech Daito. Chad b'Shechita, Shnat Mesiach Das, v'Chad b'Shefa. Utzrich, you need both of them. Why? Dikos v'Rachmona b'Shechita. If we just say b'Shechita, I would say, Mishum l'tchilas avoida. It's the beginning of the avoid of the Pora, the Maisa Shechita. So they were makbish leisich daita. Avol by Srefa, which is not the tchil of the Maisa Pora. But it's only the end, emaloi. So maybe you could be mesich das. Tzricha. So you have to tell me again, a posik, they're not mesich das. Because Rachmona b'Srefa, if it's only say by Srefa, I would say, dafko over here, leisich. Why? Mishum da hashto hu de miskashre b'Pora. Now it becomes kosher as a parah aduma, because now is the final point. Now you're getting it ready for the tachlis of the parah is the efer, so the sreifa. So over there you can't be mesich das. Maybe over there you could be mesich das. Tzricha, so you need two psukim. They can't be mesich das. Now this we're saying according to Rav, according to Shmuel, the Gemara says you don't need two psukim to tell me you can't be mesich das. The sov is a parah ein of the you can't be mesich das is who adin by the shchita. You don't need a special pasuk by the shchita. One is megal on the other because he uses the shachat is the fun of that is zara is taka kosher. That's what Shmuel learns. Now Tosav here points out what's the reason that shchita is lav avoidehi. So what's taka the makar that shchita is not an avoida. So either the makar is because it's kosher bizarre. That's good for the rai. That's not an avoida. And then Tosav brings another pshat. Is because since we know there's a ma'aseh shechita by chulin also, not just by kochim, so it's ultimately a raya that it's not an avoida. And the third tradi brings that since it's kosher, even when the shechit is oimid b'chutz and he's moshed yodah b'fnim, so it's clearly that the ma'aseh shechita is not an avoida because you don't have to be b'fnim. So that's a clear raya that it's not an avoida. So zok teisa, the first teisa brings Rashi's pshat, shechita lav avoidi b'chol duch tepirish Rashi mishum dekshair b'zor. Then Toys brings a few lines down, Upirsha Miyakim Ulange, the Lava Voidi, then Heges Afila Bukulin. So that's clearly a right, that's not a voida. Then Toys brings after that Rabbi Shimshima Farish, Lava Voida, the Gabe Kabbalah Binisha Makabal Yama Bifnim. The Kabbalah is an avoid because you have to be inside. Uvishitim Omad Vahoshi Yodlifnim Bishokat Kosher. So we see it's not an avoida because the Shoikha doesn't have to be there. Now, on the right, the Tosis says that the reason why it's not an avoida because we see chulin has a ma'aseh shechita. So the Beis Levi says avada by chulin, it's different than kochim because by chulin the shechita is only to mafkia the is on the behema. The reason why there's a din shechita by the behema's chulin is in order to be matid achila. But from there we see al kaparim that the ma'aseh shechita is not an avoida even by kochim like other avoidas in the carbon. Even though by chulin, the reason why the shechita is there, it's only to mafkir the isa achila, but at kaparim we see that the ma'aseh shechita, even by kochim, even though by mitzad the korban itself, it should have been avoida, but it's choluk from the other avoidas that we have by the behema. Now, Tosis at the end of Zois, v'omeli moire Rav Shmuel b'Rav Shlomo b'shem Rav Yosef Kaltzun, he says that the poroi shel koyen gol b'yom kippurim, that even though it has to be dafka ayidei Aaron, it doesn't mean that shechita is an avoida. That's not because of an avoida. Because the psula afila b'shar kahanim, it's a din bailim. Over there, it's a din that the bailim have to do it. But not because it's an avoida. It has to be dafka koin golu chudei. Goli rachmon would mean a bailim, midi dava smicha. Smicha is not an avoida, but you need a bailim. So we are also, porashal aron is not a riot that it's an avoida that is possible bizarre. It's because it's a din in the bailim, but not to be megala that it's an avoida. And that would be totally now if the shechitas par requires big de kahuna or not. If it's not an avoida, then maybe it wouldn't require a big de kahuna. Only b'shas avoida need big de kahuna. We'll see the Gemara soon on Daf Mem Gimel. Now the Gemara over here compares the shechita of the para that you need a koyin just like Maris Negoyim, even though it's not an avoida. Maris Negoyim is not an avoida, you need a koyin. So to shechitas para, even if it's not an avoida, you need a koyin. So legabe big dekuna, the Gemara learns mem gimel exeres akosuv that be kihunoi. Legabe maris negoyim, it's a whole question d'achroinim, does the maris negoyim, does the koyin need big dekuna or not? Meaning, it's not an avoida, so you don't need big dekuna, it's only special exeres akosuv that we had by para aduma, that's not an avoida, but you need big kihunoi, but maris negoyim l'chore doesn't. Yesh lodun, if maris negoyim needs big dekuna or not. Ayin de Evan Ezel, in Hilchus Tmidin, Umusofin, Rabbi Zalman, in Perek Beis, he says clearly that it needs big dekuna. Misvara, because if him aim big day aleim, aim kunosam aleim. And if you need a koyin, then what then you need big day kuna? Zok the Gemara vaita lim ute mai. We're saying now that what? That shleyasir daitoi. By the shchita and by the sreifa. So lim ute mai, which avoider are you being memayat that it would, you could have as chadas by the pora? Ilem lim ute asifas aforo. If it's coming to be memayat da asifas aforo. Meaning, the gathering of the Eif of the Pora Aduma. It says, V'osaf Ishtar. Over there, you could have as chadas, Umilu imayim lekiddush. Or when you're filling up the water, in order to mekadish the Eif of the Pora, and mixing it together for the Hazor. And if you tell me over there, you don't need, you could have as chadas, like the Gemara, that can be. So the moment, base, lemishmeres, lemay nidaksiv. It says clearly lemishmeres lemenida. Lemishmeres lemenida is mashmazak rashi detzicha shimur achi yazimehen. It has to be lemishmeres. So clearly that it's ma'akav des chadas. So the Gemara elo limuti hashlochas eitz erez ve'ezer v'shnitelas. When you throw it into the service apora over here, there would not be a psul of hes chadas. The lav gufa de pora ninu, because this is not a mice in the gufa pora, and over here taka there's no psul of hes chadas. We'll stop over here and base on the top.